The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
More sports. What's up? It's Friday night and it feels all right. Kelly Lowry, shotgun. What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
What's going on? What it is? We're going to Shake Shack in West Hollywood where the boys are. All you do is talk about poop and gay stuff. I'm going to poop at a gay Shake Shack. Secret sauce. Yeah. Dodgers are beating the Padres.
No, Brewers.
The Brewers right now. It was like 3-1, a couple home runs in there. Puig, number 6-6, has a home run. That means trade him now. You know what you can get for Yasiel Puig? Send his ass to the Miami Marlins, and no, you're not getting Giancarlo Stanton in return. Giancarlo Stanton hits home run 48 and 49 this evening. You're listening to this on a Saturday. 49 home runs for Joe Stanton. Gio. That's a lot. And Kelly is guilty of it. He said to me, he's on pace at 63. No, he's on fucking pace for fucking, he's on pace for that, period. Home run, first game of the season. He's on pace for 162 homers, bro. Bro, my guy had 162 homers. They took it off the record books because he was doing coke with Andy Dalton's red hair. Good guy, though. Easy, Warwick. Kelly Lowry. Oh, by the way, this episode of More Sports is produced by Dwight in Bakersfield. He writes, JJ, thanks for everything that you do. I go to you for comedy and sports fun, and I find myself driving around thinking about what you said, the deep stuff, the real down deep stuff. It's impressive, and it makes me think about myself and how I can be a better guy. I live in Bakersfield, and I absolutely love the fact that the Chargers moved to Los Angeles. And also, I went to the Amazon banner through jmoore.com to buy all Chargers Los Angeles-style gear and some Raiders jerseys as well. That's Dwight in Bakersfield. This guy's a little mixed up. Like, I love the Los Angeles Chargers, so I got Raiders gear too, but as long as he's using it. I realize I've shit-talked almost every Amazon banner user. Maybe that's why you guys don't email me as much. When I had just jmoore.com and I had webmail there, I couldn't keep up with how much you guys were doing. And Corey shows me the old spreadsheet of what's being bought. I know you guys are using it. Just, it'd be really great if you could email me at morestories3737@gmail.com. Subject Amazon. Then I'll go right to it. And you get to produce the episode. Ryan Reedman's got a fish tank. It's pretty tight. Brad Hutchings has more microphones than a fucking ghost hunter. Those guys got a lot of mics. We slowed it down 1,000 times, and you can clearly hear the ghost saying, "Leave me alone. Get off my property. Listen."
With your butt.
Clearly. Maybe we need ESPN's auctioneer to get everybody back at jmoore.com and do their Amazon shopping through my website. Who wants to go to jmoore.com? Bitty, 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 no. Bitty, 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 no. Twiki, are enough people using the Amazon banner to keep this commercial free? Oof. All right. Well, get on it. Twiki, can you handle that for me? What do you mean, no? Robot prick, you fucking prick. I haven't done Joe Pesci in a long time.
Dodgers are winning. I know the goddamn Miami Marlins are filled with Cuban guys.
Trade Yes Help Week to the Miami Marlins. When you pull up Marlins, speak, honey.
Puig's got 22 home runs.
Puig has 22 home runs, and he's probably hitting about 250 on the button, I would say. He's got a lot of RBIs. He had a lot of RBIs before he started stroking.
257.
So go to the Miami Marlins roster. D. Gordon, you can keep. We have to assume Giancarlo Stanton is immobile, not going anywhere. Kelly Lowry is really insistent that he's not going to be a Miami Marlin next year. Derek Jeter,
you fucking suck, Jeter.
If Derek Jeter is buying the Miami Marlins, he's not going to let Giancarlo Stanton walk away. It's kind of the whole operation. Yeah, I know he makes a lot of money, and you were telling me, Kelly, about his contract, like $15 million this year. Thanks for pulling up the Marlins roster. I appreciate that. You're like the worst assistant ever.
I didn't know you wanted me to
do that. I only said it four times. You listen to the podcast and hear it for yourself. Police are coming for your slow thumbs for jaywalking across your keypad. Anyway, gang. Kelly Lowry thinks that there's no way Giancarlo Stanton is a Marlin next year. And look, he makes $15 million, $16, $20, $21, $23. Like, none of these numbers are, how the fuck are we going to pay Giancarlo Stanton? Like, the highest he makes is $30 million, which is in, like, 2024. So I don't think that's the kind of contract that breaks a team. Certainly not when you have 49 home runs in August. Wow. You know, it's going to be interesting if he gets to 63 home runs, how ESPN and everybody is going to celebrate that as a real home run record, Roger Maris's home run record. And we'll see. Let me see this right here. So if I'm the Dodgers, I want to trade Puig to the Miami Marlins. I'm going to take, you got to assume that, you know, of course, Giancarlo Stanton's not going to be available. What's the number one need for the Dodgers right here? Pitching? Always. Everybody's is pitching, right?
Pitching, for sure.
Are you fucking stoned? What's the matter with you? Let's see. Who do I want on this team? Nobody. I mean, that's really saying something. Oh, AJ Ellis. Let me get him back. Maybe he can hit 140. How come AJ Ellis never got sent to AAA for hitting 218? They got to send Jacques Peterson down? Yeah, I can't go through this at this time. Kristen Yelich, I'll take in a second. So Dodgers look like they're going to win 3-1, I believe it is, against the Brew Crew. I got the Cubs running away with the National League Central now that they straighten their things out. The Astros are winning. That's important because they were in a bit of a funk. Like I told you guys, it's looking good. Red Sox are going to win the East. It's not going to be the Yankees. American
League.
What's that, honey?
That's right. The Red Sox are going to win.
You bet your ass, JJ. JJ, Red Sox are going to win it in a fucking walk. Who's in first place in that cookie division?
The AL East, the Red Sox by three.
Nice, three. AL West, no idea. I don't care at all.
That's the Astros.
Oh, that's the Astros? Yeah, we're good to go. Look at the Astros batting order. Like, everybody's hitting, everybody's hitting 300. And the guys are hitting, like, 240. The slack gets picked up by every Altuve hitting 350. Good Lord, that team's red hot. Conor McGregor is going to have his bones in his face broken tonight by Floyd Mayweather. Now, the fact that people are placing, this isn't a misprint, I'm not saying this wrong, $1 million bets for Conor McGregor to win the fight. Well, one thing we know for sure about these people, no, they're not idiots. That was my first thing that I thought too. They're multi-millionaires where they can afford to lose $1 million. Because Conor McGregor, if he, you know, wins somehow on $1 million bet, you can just retire, buy yachts, put your feet up, and dress like Conor McGregor. But they're not going to win that bet. Conor McGregor is going to get the fucking snot, shit, piss, blood, and sweat, and urine punched out of the pores in his face. Everybody thinks that it favors Conor McGregor that they agreed to go with 8-ounce gloves, lighter gloves. How? Because I understand maybe your thinking is, well, he's a way more powerful puncher, so an 8-ounce glove, he's going to just kill Floyd Mayweather when he lands like that kooky left hook. Well, I'm going to say with all certainty that Floyd Mayweather is, I don't think I'm exaggerating, twice as fast with his hands as Conor McGregor. Would you agree to half, Kelly? Like, he's twice as fast?
Twice as fast.
Would you agree to that?
Yes.
He's a boxer. That's all he's done.
The best right now in this generation.
Yeah, the best in, like, more than a decade, the best fighter we've seen. So the fact that they go to 8-ounce gloves makes his hands faster, you dolts. You dummies. If I'm Conor McGregor, the second I get tagged with a punch that makes me see stars, I'm just throwing a fucking leg kick and I'm choking him out on live TV. And when the ref, like a boxing referee doesn't know how to like jump on top of the pile, you know, like UFC refs, they like jump on top, like that's it. They can actually untangle the bodies. Boxing refs are like, you know, they got to touch their nose, like, and here's your referee for the evening, Latimer Marling. And the guy, like, everybody boos, and the guy's got a bow tie. He looks like Luigi from Mario Brothers, and he, like, touches his nose. Like, that's his little thing. That was Mills Lane's thing. Or, like, some guys bow, some guys wink. Hey, I'm tough, but I'm fair. Good one. Send that through the think tank. This referee's got to have his hands full. And I don't know if anybody's brought this up before. There's a boxing referee in a boxing match, and you have a UFC fighter in a clinch. What's going to happen? He's going to yank down on Floyd Mayweather's head, and he's going to, like, pull him over to the side. That's what you do. And he's going to do it until he gets warned. He'll get warned again. And maybe he just goes full Galata and punches him in the nuts. But don't think for one second this is going to be like a Queen's Rules boxing match with guys fisticuffs. This is going to be a shit show. This is going to be Riddick Bowe, Andrew Galata 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. There's going to be a lot of punches to the balls. And I'm telling you, why not just choke a motherfucker out? You'd be famous. Nobody would, they'd remember it forever. Well, he didn't lose. He choked him out. He chose to. You might want to look at the weigh-in on tape, because apparently Conor McGregor has a 4.5-foot long cock. He's wearing underpants, talking shit to Floyd Mayweather. And Floyd Mayweather, Kelly, this is what really made me go, oh, this is like a death match. Just completely stoic and quiet, silent, didn't look angry, upset, and just Conor screaming. He's trying to pull like a Cassius Clay, where Sonny Liston went, oh, the guy is like actually crazy. Like, I have a problem with him. He's crazy. But Floyd Mayweather's been through. Remember, hey, I don't talk shit, man. I back it up. We're gonna fight the woman beater. When Danny, I forget his last name, his dad was just talking shit the whole time. Like, not Danny, his dad. The fuck was his last name, Kelly? His nickname was the Ghost, and that's what he made him. Hey, I don't talk shit, man. I back it up. But he knocked him out. Miguel Cotto. Who's a better boxer? Conor McGregor or Miguel Cotto? Who's a better boxer? Gennaro Hernandez or Conor McGregor? Who's a better boxer? If Conor McGregor was going to box Sugar Shane Mosley, he'd go, uh-oh, Sugar Shane Mosley lost to Floyd Mayweather. Some of these guys quit on their stools. And I'm going to tell you this. This referee's got his hands full, because this referee isn't used to a guy going, dance, monkey, you fucking monkey boy, dance, in the middle of a clinch. He's just not used to it. Like, the worst you get is, one thing about boxers that drives me crazy, they're kind of like soccer players in a way. You punch each other in the face. Oh, soccer, a guy twists his ankle, they take him off on a stretcher with like a St. Bernard. Somehow there's snow on the field at this point. And then like 4 minutes later, he comes out and he does like a bicycle kick for the winning goal. You're like, oh, you were just on the set of MASH a minute ago, asshole. Glad to see you're up and running. Literally up and running. Boxers like punch each other in the face all the time. That's all they do. Body shot, liver. Oh, like after a fight that you win, you pee blood for like 3 days. Then they step on each other's feet. They both fall down. They roll around like, oh, if I stepped on my foot. Like, get up. Especially in a fight like this where it's lefty-righty. And don't think Conor McGregor, don't think it's beneath him to step on Floyd's foot. And that's what happens with lefty-righty fights. I would bet, if I had money, $10,000 on Floyd Mayweather. However, I don't like the way gambling's set up. Like, hey, if you bet $1,000, you get $1,200 back. What? But if I lose, you take the whole grand? Yeah, that's right. Well, then go fuck yourselves. How about this? Here's a grand. If I win, you give me a grand. If I lose, you take my grand. That's not how it works, buddy. It is for me. I want to thank all you guys for your very kind emails, birthday wishes, more stories, 3737@gmail.com. Really means the world to me, man. You guys are just good. Just good damn people. And when I had that episode about the owners, like, tell a guy to get off his fucking ass, stand for the anthem, or you're fired. What do you stand for? Who do you stand with? You guys told me I stand with you. Dodgers, it's a final. 3-1 over the Brew Crew. You knew that already. Astros, 2-1 over the Angels. That's a final. The Oakland A's and the big pile of who fucking cares did something to somebody else that you don't care about. Giants and D-backs, April Addington, your team won. Let's see what we got here. See, that's the question I asked. Do you guys want me to do like each score and comment, or you want me to do an overall each time? I think it's more about the overall vibe of the sports. In the National, Cardinals lost to the Rays. Greg Proops had a great line. He goes, they used to be the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. That was cool. Now it just sounds like a guy you buy coke off of, Tampa Ray. Hey, did you get in touch with Tampa Ray? Bro, did I get in touch with him? You kidding me, bro? I know Tampa Ray. He don't even step on it. I put it in my fingertip. It dissolved. I was fucking coked out in my fingertip. Marlins beat the Pods. 2 home runs from Giancarlo Stanton. 49. Reds, Pirates, who gives a shit? Indians win. You guys don't know. I don't want to do this. You know what? Pick up a fucking newspaper if you want. Jim Brown is not down with racism. No. He's not down with racism. Is he not down? Colin Kaepernick, he says, I would never desecrate my flag. I love my country. Jim Brown is actually stepping out away from Colin Kaepernick. I would never desecrate my flag. I love my country. Yeah, and you like throwing white ladies off of balconies. You like punching ladies in the face. Jim Brown is actually taking a stance against Cap? Can you get to an age where you're too old to realize corporate doesn't apply to you anymore? Like, Jim Brown's not going to lose a fucking McDonald's commercial because he took a stance pro Colin Kaepernick. I don't think he would. And again, every time Colin Kaepernick's name comes up, what's not mentioned is the fucking score of said game. So let's get back on that. I've not been following the Little League World Series because I'm not a pedophile. And I'll tell you that right now. Roger Federer took 6 months off from tennis. And there's a big article about what he learned taking 6 months off from tennis. I'm not going to read the article, but I'm going to guess he learned, fuck, tennis is hard, takes a lot of travel, a lot of work, and I've never been blown more in my life. More sports, put your name on it.